Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We're getting closer to fully understanding black holes. Chris Adami, professor of physics and astronomy at Michigan State University, is building on Stephen Hawking's landmark theories.
When Stephen Hawking published his black hole theory in 1975, it caused a worldwide scientific debate that has shown no sign of waning. You see, Hawking found that black holes aren't all black, but emit radiation that slowly consumes the black hole until eventually it evaporates and disappears. He concluded that information, and anything else that might have entered the black hole in the past, would be irretrievably lost. But according to the laws of physics, information is special. It can never disappear completely because that would make the universe unpredictable, and that is simply not allowed. While I am somewhat of a newcomer to the field of quantum gravity, I come to the problem from the field of quantum communication theory, which I helped develop in the mid-90s. Using these tools, I found that the solution to the black hole information paradox was hiding in plain sight all along. It was already present in Hawking's original work, yet completely overlooked. I outline the complex solution to the disappearance of information. It turns out that besides the radiation that Hawking discovered, the black hole emits another type of radiation when you throw something into it. This stimulated radiation was actually discovered by Einstein almost 100 years ago, and it is what makes lasers possible. This previously overlooked radiation consists out of exact copies of the bits we throw into the black hole, making the black hole glow in the information that we thought lost. Black holes have kept physicists up at night for many years. I believe the hole in the theory punched by the information paradox is now plugged, and black hole theory is complete, essentially in the way Hawking wrote it. And I can finally sleep at night.
That was Chris Adami of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Black hole, black hole.